Monday, November 14th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I want to call your attention to the new Comstock.com website that went active last week. It is a major step up in all features from our old site. It provides a much better comprehensive view of services that the overall company provides to clients and the reach of the report. I learned from it that they estimated that I've written over 20,000 of these reports, which sounds like a lot. I think that it will be worth your time to check us out on our updated website. That's Comstock.com. There's two M's in Comstock. On the grains, I would like to break down Friday's long-term weather outlook that we provided and how it impacts our planning. Odds are that the drought in the southeast will only nick crops in the extreme Corn Belt in 2017, but do a lot more damage to the Corn Belt in 2018. The plan will hopefully be that the corn crop that we plant next spring can be stored into 2018 to be sold for $6 a bushel on the rally that occurs from the drought that summer in the Corn Belt. That's too far away to do much good for marketing the crop produced this year, and we could yet have an extended period of very poor markets in the interim. I've either sold or hedged my 2015 crops. I believe that it is a mistake not to have downside risk covered. The 40-week cycle low in corn is timed to the USDA's annual production report and inauguration in January. A strong dollar and high interest rates are not good for commodity prices. After initial knee-jerk rally, some markets such as gold have crashed. The dollar was up sharply and the bond market is getting hammered again. Longtime Comstock Report subscribers should remember me writing about the tale of two economies, the producing economy and the consuming economy, during the Reagan era. We are the producing economy. Donald Trump may be very good for the consuming economy, but I am skeptical that ours will do as well. Donald lived in a tower looming over the heart of the consuming economy. Most Republicans think of Ronald Reagan fondly as president, as do I, but not for the ag sector. The consuming economy did very well during that time, but the producing economy, ours, did not. There was a divergence between the two. I doubt that we will have the 1980s all over again for agriculture, but a stronger dollar and higher interest rates, along with a major shift toward protectionism, is not good trends for us. 90% of soybeans are planted in the Mato Grosso under good conditions. This is ahead of the average, and a crop off to a good start is harder to kill. The larger news on soybeans is that Beijing is reportedly clamping down on speculation of soy ownership. A portion of soybean demand in China has been speculative, resulting in things like when USDA says our carryover grew 18%, the market did not go down. Take the speculative ownership out of it, and it would. The dollar was sharply higher and the bond market sharply lower to start the week. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The mandate for protectionism is scary. We have no idea how far that they'll take it, dropping NAFTA, challenging Mexico and China with tariffs, or trouble with the WTO. But this trend is global with similar strands in Europe. I think that this calm period where they're trying to get the country to relax and watch Trump's family on 60 Minutes is a deception. We have never had a president who was this shrewd of a marketer, and everyone should know that they are being marketed to. Donald made alt-right Stephen Bannon his chief strategist, and that signals he has plans to change the country. The more smoke these guys blow, the harder I am looking to see what is in it. The bottom line is that, yes, there will be some good things, such as reduced regulation, but we found out in the 1980s that lower taxes didn't do the producing economy much good because they didn't make any money. That meant more borrowing, and the cost of interest rates cut deeply into profits. There are differences. Instead of coming off an inflationary bubble, as was the case in 1980, the Fed has been trying to create inflation. The mandate was for change, and I think that it will be fulfilled in some ways that are favorable, but others that are not. I think that there's reason to worry about the latter. They can get rid of any notion of TPP helping exports, as it is dead, and I don't think that they have anything else stuck up their sleeve to help demand except for lower prices. Livestock industries need to respond to the significantly less friendly export outlook with a more cautious production schedule for 2017. I don't know if the pork industry has the ability to do that. It expands by muscle memory. Without a virus to provide a production challenge, it is just crazy how efficient this industry can be. A significant portion of the pork industry is integrated, so has a completely different set of economics to work off of than independent hog producers do. The integrated producers have no incentive to roll back production, so they'll build their new plants and produce hogs, TPP or not. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.